Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Morehill Mount Academy's girls head basketball coach, Luke Knoll. Coach, it was a tough one last night against Jackson Heights. It's a very good Cobras team.
Yeah, I mean, they came out of the gate and shot the ball really well and played really well to start with. And kind of thought we were a little flat-footed to start the game a little bit. And we got things going a little bit better in the second half. But, yeah, that's a really good team we ran into. And we were overmatching a few different places. Turned the ball over a lot more than we had any other game this year. Our offense was pretty stagnant for the most part, and we were coming off a good offensive game Friday. So, yeah, we kind of had a rough start there, but again, that is a good Jackson Heights team. There's a reason they've been the defending league champs for a few years in a row.
What are some things that maybe learned about your defense that you want to change and adjust to for your upcoming game on Friday?
Yeah, we felt really a lot of it was actually our poor offense, which led to just easy buckets for them, either a quick shot or a turnover that led to just really easy offense for that. So our half-court defense, while there's a few things we need to get a little bit better at for sure, it wasn't our main concern last night, as I thought, just our stagnant offense and turnovers, which led to a lot of easy buckets for them that we just couldn't recover from. So I think just being a little more patient on offense, taking a little bit better shot selection, and turning the ball over less against the press, which we thought would be pretty good against the press this year, and I think we will be, but just a few too many turnovers led to easy buckets for them, which is always hard to recover from.
Coach, what are some things that you're wanting to translate to your team and help them try to, what are you trying to say to them to try to avoid some of those mistakes?
Yeah, we think our assist numbers can come up a little bit. We were really pleased on Friday how many girls we have looking to score and how much we were moving the ball. Then I thought last night we maybe took a whole step back, still against a good team, but ball wasn't moving as much. We weren't getting a lot of inside post touches. So I think getting the ball moving on offense, getting our assist numbers back up to where they should be, that should be a primary goal for us offensively. And then defensively, we're trying to do a couple different things defensively, but just kind of knowing the basic principles of what defense we're in and getting good blockouts and those sorts of things will help us a long way going forward into this last game before Christmas.
Coach, how difficult can it be sometimes for your team to stay locked in during such a difficult time for your kids with finals week and everything like that?
I actually thought our girls do a really good job with that. I mean, we were on one of our longest road trips yesterday with finals coming in the next day. And I mean, and they were. I thought we were focused. I thought our efforts good. I thought we were, you know, interested. We just got caught flat-footed a little bit and kind of shocked to start the game, I think. But our girls have always done a pretty good job of focus and bringing energy for game and playing hard. And I think we'll continue to do that. I really don't see that being a concern for us. But it is a long week for them. It's, you know, you feel bad getting home 11 o'clock last night and then they're turning around and taking finals today. But our girls are really good in the classroom and outside of school and other things, basketball too. So I'm not concerned about it. We're really fortunate with the kids we have. They do a good job with that.
Yeah, Coach, I really appreciate your time this morning. Got a great bunch of kids, and I hope they have a lot of success with finals and basketball moving forward.
Hey, thanks so much.
That was Morehill Mount Academy's head girls basketball coach, Luke Knoll, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.